اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفران يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Now, dear audience, the first part and recitation of verses 22 to 26 of Surah Al-Qaf, recited by Brother Abbas Hashemi. Dear audience, let's listen to it, preceded by its English translation.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful, and the horn will be blown. That will be the day whereof warning had been given. And every person will come forth along with one to drive and one to bear witness. Indeed, you were heedless of this. Now we have removed your covering, and sharp is your sight this day. And his companion will say, Here is this record ready with me. Both of you throw into hell every stubborn disbeliever, hinderer of good, transgressor, doubter, who set up another god with Allah, then cast him in the severe punishment.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشف عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشف عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد وقال قرينه هذا ما لدي ألقيا في جهنم كل كفار عنيد مناع الذي جعل مع الله إلها آخر فألقياه في العذاب الشديد. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 22 to 26 of Surah Al-Qaf, recited by outstanding Iranian reciter, Brother Abbas Hashemi. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This was a very good recitation by Brother Abbas Hashemi, who has won one of the international Quran competitions, which was held in Iran. Actually, he won the national Quran recitation competition.
In Iran again.
In Iran. And when you do so, most of the time, they select that person who has won the national competition as Iran's representative at the international Quran recitation competition.
Which is held again in Iran.
Which is held in Iran, yes. And reciters from other countries, the top reciters from other countries, are also invited to participate in this contest. So the reason that I'm saying this is that reciters who are able to win the competitions and, you know, place first,
or at the international level.
Yeah, at both the national and international level. It shows that they have done a lot of hard work to reach this stage. That is, they have practiced very much on their tajweed, on their voice control, breath control, using the maqamat correctly and beautifully. These are all factors that makes a reciter able to win the competition. So it shows that Brother Abbas Hashemi, he is a very qualified reciter, and we see that he has very good tajweed, and also his use of maqamat is very well. He has a good voice. We have verse 22 of Surah Qaf. لَقَدْ كُنْتَ. In the first phrase, we have لَقَدْ. لَقَدْ.
It is two words, actually.
Yeah, they're two words. لَ is one word. Mm-hmm. Even though it's a letter, one letter, it's still considered as a word. Because in Arabic, sometimes one word is just one letter, such as wa, such as fa.
And the name of the surah, Qaf.
Yeah, that's right. Because Qaf is the letter Qaf, because this verse begins with the Harf al-Muqatta'a, the Huruf al-Muqatta'a, the Qaf.
And I think Qi by itself means protect.
Yeah,
as an imperative verb.
Yes, it means keep us, safeguard us from something.
Yeah, when we say Qina
adhab an-nar. Yeah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار.
وقنا عذاب
النار. Yeah. So protect us from the fire of hell. So we could see that basically in Arabic, some words are just one letter. So لقد is a phrase, and I wanted to say that in this phrase we have a letter of استفال at the beginning, followed by a letter of استعلاء. So istifal means that you have to pronounce the letter with tarqiq,
thinness.
While isti'la means that you have to pronounce the letter with thickness, with tafkhim, with heaviness.
With a full mouth, practically.
Yeah. When pronouncing a letter of tarqiq, the mouth opens horizontally,
mm-hmm.
especially when pronouncing fatha, an alif ul-mad. But when you pronounce a letter of istirla with fatha or alif al-mad, the mouth opens vertically. Just by this, we could use this to pronounce this phrase, to read this phrase correctly. We open the mouth horizontally when pronouncing la, and vertically when pronouncing qa. La qad. And the dal also has tarqiq. So we have to make sure that the dal is also pronounced with tarqiq and not tafkhim. Kunta. We have
a nun sakina here.
A nun sakina. We have ikhfa of nun sakina, which means that the nun sakina is not pronounced from its place of articulation. Okay, so it's said that the nun sakina is pronounced partially. However, this doesn't mean that we still have the place of articulation of nun. We don't have the place of articulation of nun. We totally get rid of it. Instead, we have to approximate the place of articulation of the letter that's after the nun sakina. Approximation means making the articulator that is used for pronouncing that letter, which is after the nun sakina, to get really close to the place of articulation of that letter without touching the place of articulation.
Keep it there.
Yeah. Kunta. And then you apply nasalization for two vowel counts. And the result is that you could guess what letter comes next because you're hinting actually the next letter. Kunta. Yes. For example,
approximation actually.
Insha'Allah. Insha'Allah. See, just by the ikhfa, you can predict that the next letter is a sheen.
Yes.
Or anfal, you could predict that it's, but not always, okay? Because sometimes a letter might have the same place of articulation as another letter, so it could
be
either.
Two letters might have the same.
Yeah, for example, fa and dal, they have the same place of articulation. So when ikhfa takes place with tha or dal after nun sakina,
it is as
you
a hint,
tell,
actually.
You could tell that it's one of these two letters. Okay.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, today we talk about the necessity of tadabbur, reflection and contemplation when you read the Quran. We have in our hadith great emphasis on tadabbur. To the extent that Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is quoted as saying, Allah, لا خير في قراءة ليس فيها تدبر. There is no benefit in recitation which is free, which lacks reflection and pondering. If we just read without paying attention to the meaning, without respecting the ideas and concepts, then this is not beneficial. Ala la khayra fi ibadatin laysa fiha tafaqquh. In the same way, there is no benefit in performing acts of worship without understanding. I'm not saying that it's 100% useless, but it means that the benefit that you want to achieve, that is not achieved. So if someone prays without understanding, it becomes like a just routine performance. You don't know why you are doing this. You don't understand what you are saying. This is not that much beneficial. In the same way, reading the book without reflection. For example, you know, if you go to exam in university, in schools, they don't give you mark based on how many times you read the book. They give you mark based on how much you understood. You say, no, I read this 100 times. Every day I finish one whole book. How much you understood. And you cannot understand without pondering on the words.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منان سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن